or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradiobreathing.org.
Hello, this is Brian Mandola, and for the next hour, I'll be reading from the November 7th, 2025 issue of the Tribune and Centennial, covering Niagara County and Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Let's get started. Our first headline, Town of Wheatfield Approves Budget, by Benjamin Joe. The 2026 budget of the Town of Wheatfield was difficult to navigate, but was eventually voted in by the Wheatfield Town Board on Monday. Supervisor Don McSorin said residents can expect the same service, but to accomplish that, he and the board have introduced a slight increase in taxes. I'd like to read you a brief statement, McSwan said, as the public hearing was open on the 2026 budget. Although there are still concerns about the inflation rate that our country is facing, I am pleased to report that the town of Wheatfield will be providing the same service the town has been providing in the past. However, because the costs of the providing services are increasing, the 2026 preliminary budget does include a slight property increase of $16.62 from $573.24 in 2025 to $589.86 in 2026. For the typical household, was assessed value of $125,000 or market value of $327,000. This represents a 2.9% increase, primarily because of the cost of garbage pickup and recycling. The cost of garbage pickup and recycling has increased to almost $400,000. The budget was unanimously approved by the board members as Amazon Warehouse in the town of Niagara prepares to start operating. Wheatfield Highway Superintendent Paul Sigmund said it is unclear who is responsible for maintaining and turning lights at their intersections. I'm not touching it, he says. I talked to Amazon about that. Sigmund responded to the questions about work being done on the traffic lights at Walmore and Lockport Roads from Councilmember Randy Retzolf. Quote, I told them, you can take the whole signal over or don't put a turning signal on it, Sigmund said, end quote. This town gets no benefit from Amazon. They quit calling me and answering their phone. If they want to put the turn signal there, either the county can take care of it or Amazon can take care of it, but I'm not repairing it, end quote. Town attorney Matthew Brooks also said he has been unable to find an answer. Quote, I got a call over a year ago from our county's attorneys about the turning signal issue, asking me to talk to Amazon's attorneys about it, Brooks said. I kept calling the attorney's office after attorney's office, and everyone I talked to didn't know what I was talking about. By the end, I got nowhere. The same thing happened to you. No one wants to talk to me. No one will return recalls about this issue. End quote. Our next headline. Village of Lewiston receives update from beautification efforts to enhance Center Street and Waterfront, by Joshua Maloney. The Lewiston Beautification Committee's Tasia Fitzpatrick provides village trustees with an extensive update, including projects completed, and those projected to enhance Center Street and the waterfront. Quote, we have 20 plus volunteers. We have girls and guys. Some of the fellows of volunteerhood, or volitude, as they like to be known as, Fitzpatrick said on a Monday municipality work session. We have a motto that's called Grow Positive Thoughts. We're trying to build a positive community. And we, of course, do all the beautifying in the village for the summer, fall, and winter. Fitzpatrick said that thanks to the support of Mayor Ann Welsh and the clerk's office, Niagara County Legislature Chairwoman Becky Whitish, Assemblyman Angelo Moreno, the Lewiston Garden Club Village Merchants, and the Williams and Moses families. Not to mention a fundraiser at Barton Hill Mansion. Beautification raised more than $55,000 over the past year. With these funds, 1. Beautification purchased the new black fence in the North Water Street Park, overlooking the waterfront, plus 6 metal picnic tables, metal benches, and 8 metal trash cans. 4 new metal swings were also acquired, but did not withstand the weather. They will be replaced possibly with wooden versions that would be stained black to match the other new park additions. We feel that it's a pretty big transformation, coupled with the DPW doing their work to extending the park there, putting new things in edging, Fitzpatrick said. I feel like this year was a big improvement down there. 2. Adjacent to the International Peace Garden, Beautification installed a new garden in honor of Dick and Fern Moses. Volunteers also redid the Marilyn Tooney Garden at the Red Brick. The site includes new metal bench donated by the Tuhuli family, as well as the new white fence and walk stones, mulch, various plants, and a tree courtesy of the Lewiston Garden Club. 3. Beautification also brought 8 new black metal garden garbage cans on Center Street, thanks to a matching grant received by the Upward Niagara Chamber of Commerce. Beautification and Lewiston Garden Club contributed monies toward the project. 225 new Christmas wreaths to adorn Center Street's fence posts with the funds donated by the Lewiston Garden Club, and 225 new bows crafted by the Village of Lewiston clerk Sharon Fund's mom, Colleen. T-shirts for members. We wear them when we're working on Center Street. It's great because people toot their horn as they're going by. They're high-fiving us, and it's really nice to see and get the acknowledgement for us as well, to see what we're doing. As for future projects, the Hinepin Park gazebo, we took out the bushes. We're going to put something new there. The stone columns on the fourth and center, we're going to add some bushes on top of there. We're trying to add more green whenever we can, she said. When you enter this peace garden, on the right-hand side, the wall that is there, and part of the former Mayor Terry Colasano building, we like to paint that yellow to match the little yellow house. Terry approved that for us as we purchased the paint by volunteer Jim Enrique and a volunteer and a group of kids who would love to paint that wall. That might be a good spring project for them. At both Peace Garden and the Academy Park, we're working together on designing a new arch. Dan Buttery was coming up with some ideas, she said. Next to Apple Granny's, we're going to add a little fence there to protect the garden. The Tahui Garden, we're going to paint the door bright yellow to give it some nice cheerfulness and cheeriness. And we'll be adding some more flowers as the season comes by. 7th and Center, that corner is the St. Peter's property, but we're going to add some bushes in the front of the fence. In front of the Stewart Sports, there's a stone garden where we're going to rework the whole garden and put flowers in it. We're going to rework that garden around the clock at North 5th Street. It has bushes now, but we're going to take those bushes out so we can really add some layers of color and do more for things at Christmas. These are some big ticket items for small groups of people that really volunteer their time. Their hearts and soul is a beautifying Center Street and Lewiston. And I couldn't be more proud to be really one that sorts leads them into this joint effort. But it's a lot of people that we're helping all the time, Welch said. We appreciate everything you do for us. Without you, Lewiston would not look as beautiful as it did. So we're really, truly grateful. Agenda items. Also at Monday's board meeting, trustees approved motions. 1. Appointing Kara Dallas Torre to the Planning Commission as an alternative member. 2. Granting a facilities use request to Lewiston Assembly of God for the Alfonso I. Domino Memorial Bandshell and Academy for Christmas Caroling from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. on December the 12th. Accepting the prepared full environment assessment form for the development plans for the Niagara Scenic Parkway viewshed creation by the New York State officials for Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. With a negative declaration filed, this is a regard to clearing foliage from the Lewiston Escarpment. Updating the facilities use agreement and the boat slip rental agreement as prepared by fundies, and okaying the resolution to establish a capital water line project and reserve fund. Each document can be found online at www.wnypapers.com. That's wnypapers.com. Scheduling the public hearing next will be Monday, November 17th at 6 p.m. regarding the additional local law number 1-2025, section 8, zoning schedule to add section 8-1, setback illustration, and local law 9-2025, amend section 7, definitions. Looking for a place to eat in Youngstown? We got you covered. The Youngstown Village Diner on 425 Main Street in Youngstown. Phone number 716-745-9858. 716-745-9858. Their weekly specials. Monday, they are closed. From Tuesday, from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., spaghetti and meatballs, chicken parm, eggplant parm, and spaghetti parm. Wednesday, from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., chicken pot pie, or fresh, battered, breaded, and baked haddock. Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., steak and cheese hoagie or fish haddock with potato and coleslaw. Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., haddock, fish sandwiches, tuna melts, and New England clam chowder. Saturday and Sunday, from open at 6 a.m., eggs benedict, banana walnut pancakes, spinach and feta omelet, and our full breakfast and lunch menu. Check us out and become a fan at the Youngstown Village Diner at 425 Main Street in Youngstown. 716-745-9858. If you'd like to join the Lewiston NOTL Rotary Club, here is your chance. But what is Rotary? Rotary is a world premier international humanitarian service organization. We are a diverse global network of communities, businesses, and professional leaders who address relevant social causes to change the lives and build goodwill and peace at home and abroad. If you wish to be part of the Lewiston Rotary Club, contact information, the past president, Ron Delawentz, at 716-870-1307. Ron Daniel Wenches, 716-870-1307. Website is www.lewistonnotary.com. Rotary's 1.2 million men and women are part of the 35,000 Rotary clubs in more than 200 countries and geographic areas. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Tribune Centennial covering Niagara County and Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. The time is 14 minutes past the hour. Headline from the opinion section. Lighting the way for Lucia. Fundraiser set. Light the way for Lucia. A fundraiser for Lucia Spirito Santo will be taking place on Sunday, November 23rd at the Evening Star, 8810 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Niagara Falls. The event begins with a basket raffle at 1 p.m. and continues with all-age music from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The benefit will also include food and a 50-50 drawing. Lucia's friends and family are coming together to host Lighting the Way, to support Lucia on her journey of healing and recovery. On August 1st, 2024, Lucia suffered an octavial lobe ischemic stroke, a blood clot in the brain, while at work. The stroke caused her to lose vision in her left field on both her eyes, profoundly changing her daily life. Neurologists placed her on a vision therapy, but progress has been limited so far. She's unable to drive, must rely on others for transportation, and needs assistance with daily tasks such as shopping, cooking, and home maintenance. Lucia will soon begin treatment with a neurooptometrist who specializes in stroke recovery. Through specialized glasses and vision training, there is hope for her brain to relearn to detect objects in her missing field of vision. This could allow Lucia to regain independence, possibly return to work as a graphic designer. She has worked for Niagara County Tribune and Centennial, Island Dispatch design ads, as far as for many local businesses, and restore a sense of normalcy for her life. In addition to these challenges, Lucia is a devoted mother of four, a grandmother of four, who is also grieving the loss of her fiancé just 1 year prior to her stroke. Despite these hardships, she continues to show strength and determination, holding on to hope for a brighter days. Your support can mean a lasting impact on easing the financial burden of medical care, therapy costs, and the loss of income. Every contribution, no matter how large or small, will help Lucia focus on her health and her healing journey. For more information, please give a call at 716-940-5391. That's 716-940-5391. Our next headline, personalized compassionate care at home provided by HART, H-A-R-T. By guest editorial by Patricia Bergen, chairperson of the board of directors of the HART Incorporated. The 45-year-old man calls in a panic after failing to get a terminally ill wife out of bed to a chair. He's emotionally spent and called HART, Home Assistant Referral Team. Within an hour, a caregiver is at the doorstep to help this couple. After a trip home to visit the elderly couple, their daughters realize that the living in their homes without assistance is no longer safe or smart. She calls HART, Home Assistance Referral Team, seeking 24/7 care to manage their medications, meals, and daily living. A team of three caregivers is selected to assist her parents, allowing them to remain in their home with their beloved dog and avoid admission to a skilled nursing home facility. A construction worker suffers a bad fall, resulting in a broken hip, and has no one at home to take care for him upon discharge. His neighbor has heard of HART, Home Assistance Referral Team, and just one call matches him with a caregiver to help manages his recovery. A veteran, having lost his wife with no family nearby, suffers from depression and longs for a daily companionship, calls HART. A family calling for a loved one suffering a heartbreaking struggles with dementia is burned out and needs to take a much needed break. HART provides a respite care for those who need it so badly. These stories represent just a few of the thousands of individuals and families who receive personalized and compassionate care from HART, a not-for-profit organization in Niagara and Erie counties. Located in Lewiston, this essential community assists in providing care to seniors and others, allowing them to remain safe and independent in their own homes for over 40 years. When it's a senior asking for companionship or full-time 24/7 care, requiring health care assistance, HART caregivers range from home care aides to registered nurses, all of whom have been fully vetted with background checks. The care model by HART is unique and personalized for each case. The requester or family member interviews each caregiver, matching their needs, and they can make a choice. That caregiver or team, if needed, will remain with that person throughout their case thus providing a sense of safety and familiarity. Much has been written about the value of helping the vulnerable and vulnerable seniors and those with special needs to age or recover in place. The U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention defines aging in place as the ability to live in one's own home, community safely, independently and comfortably, regardless of age, income, or ability to pay. Today, someone is turning 65, has an almost 70% chance of needing some type of long-term care service and support their remaining throughout their years, according to the U.S. Administration of Community Living. These statistics are having a direct impact on HEART's operation, requests for care, and dramatic increase by both Niagara and Erie counties. And thankfully, our dedicated roster of caregivers have grown considerably to meet this need. As for not-for-profit organizations that does not charge those in need or referral service, HEART operations solely on the generous donation of individuals, businesses, grants, and community events. If you have received home care from HEART for a family member, pass our information along to a friend and simply realize that one day you may need this. Please consider a gift to HEART or include us in your estate planning. We promise to be there for you and we'll let you in and well into the future, and hope you will be there for us as we continue to grow. For more information on our service, to become a caregiver, or to make a donation, please contact HEART Home Assistant Referral Team to 716-754-8313. That's 716-754-8313. Or go to our website at HEART Program.org. Or you can also check us out on Facebook. Our next headline. Dayel Garcia wins council seats. Referendum voted down on Grand Island. Article and photos by Karen Carr Keefe. Rhonda Deli and Jose Garcia on Tuesday emerged as winners from a field of four candidates in a tight race in the two seats for Grand Island Town Board. The townwide referendum on Community Center went down to defeat by a near 2-1 margin in the general election. The center was slated for Alvin Road near the Welcome Center and would have been purchased through a $10 million in bonds over a 15-year term. Deli and Supervisor Peter Martson, Administrative Assistant, won by 27.6% of the vote of the four-way race, with votes on Democrats and Conservative lines. Garcia, an incumbent Republican, was a close second in the race with 27.54. Running third was Realtor Wayne West, a Democrat who garnered 24.47% of the votes cast. The fourth in the vote was a former school board member, Sherry Stephens, a Republican who earned 20.14% of the votes. Results are unofficial per the Erie County Board of Elections. Garcia was initially elected in 2024 to fill a remaining year of the council seat previously held by Martson, who won the race on town supervisor in 2023. Deli is a first-timer in the elective office. Deli, a newcomer in the elective office, said that she is looking forward to adding a perspective and sharing ideas with others in town government. It will be exciting because I already know the players at the table and I already have been working with them for many, many years. I am very passionate about the two top things. The first is a capital plan that needs to start from the town board level and involve department heads and have an ongoing plan that is very detailed. Deli said that would put Grand Island in a good position for success and in getting grants on town projects. Her second priority is to improve the working relationship between elected officials and town advisory boards. I also don't think that our community understands that these are opportunities to step into those roles. There are a lot of knowledge in there and our community people who are willing and want to get involved, and they don't know how. Garcia wants to spur economic development. Garcia, a retired as a senior special agent with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, also brings decades of law enforcement, leadership, and a small business experience and to local government. He said he was happy with the win. I'm glad that the people of Grand Island showed their support. I have a little bit of a body of work, so I is convinced me that I must be doing something right. I hope I continue on the path, and I want to spur economic development on Grand Island. I want to see our failing businesses do better. I want to see our shuttered businesses come back to life. He said he wants to see this town continue to be a place of that residents are very proud to live in. I would think Wayne West and Sherry Steffens are for running good campaigns. I grant to anyone that does this because it is truly the community. West ran a grassroots campaign. West, a retired military officer of 26 years of service, has served the community and as an instructor, trainer, and zone manager for Western New York AARP Driver Safety Program. He has also worked for nonprofit groups and has experience in corporate management. In his third party tryout on town board seat, West went door to door to talk to residents, made phone calls, and had a strong perspective and strong presence on social media. It has been very interesting because of these people have seen things at this time, and in me, they hadn't seen earlier. Stefan's served as a nurse and a school board member. Stefan served as a community as a nurse at the Grand Island School Board and Grand Island School Board member and community leader. Elected to the school board in 2021, she has championed mental health, expanding counseling services, and supported initiatives to improve student and staff wellness. Community Center plan rejected. The Community Center prospect voted down a margin of 4,001 to 2,144. The town learned that Niagara Hyundai would be vacating the property in the 1910 Alvin Road in 2026. The site includes office complexes and 75 acres of subsequent development. Masterson said that this was the opportunity that was unexpected, and the site had potential, but it was up to the voters to decide. I think the town board did a good job, said Masterson. We put an opportunity out there, they didn't support it, and that's fine. They made a decision, and we'll move on. If others have opportunities, we'll be happy to put it out to them, and we're going to have the people decide on it again. I have no remorse at all. You are listening to a reading of articles and features on the Tribune Centennial covering Niagara County, Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. The time is now 27 minutes past the hour. Grand Island Board OK's 2026 Budget by Karen Carr-Keffey, Senior Contributing Writer. The Grand Island Town Board adapted a 2026 budget at the regular Monday night meeting. This spending plan was approved 3-1, with Councilmember Dan Kilmore casting the dissenting vote. During the meeting, of overall figure, $32.5 million was given as a total of 8 different funding projects that comprise the town spending plan. Separate figures were providing a appropriation for each 8 town budgets and the amount to be raised in taxes for each. Those budgets are General Fund, Fire Protection, Highway Sewer District, Water District, Lighting District, Refuse and Garbage, and Debt Services. The Fire Protection budget and the Highway budget drew comments from board members. For Fire Protection, board members said that setting a fixed budget was difficult, since a contract has not been signed to the Grand Island Fire Company. Councilmember Tom DeGatti made a motion to approve the overall budget, and Supervisor Peter Martson seconded that motion. During discussion, Kilmore said, "I'm on the fence because I'm a little disturbed. Still about the fire protection line, I don't understand how it says decrease 28.63%. Is that decreasing from the original supervisor budget?" Kilmore questioned, How can it be down 20% when they, the fire company, are asking for a 15% increase? It's the rate, Degatti and Morton said. Martinson clarified that it was because of the reassessment. Kilmore added, I'm just having a difficult time to vote yes on this budget. It's because they have an opportunity to have fire protection line increased by over 15%. Before the board voted on the resident spoke out in the public hearing about the budget. Paul Shook had a question about a raise that brought the town supervisor's salary $88,004.80 for 2026. Martson explained, so it's on a pace of pay schedule that has been set since former supervisor Peter McMahon, who was in office. The increase just starts at zero for the new supervisor. When I leave it, it will go back. And it goes up every year incrementally, and it's been that system for 20-some years. I didn't create the system. Shook said, I understand that, but maybe there's a need to be some changes in the system. Martinson, we've talked about that. The town posted a preliminary budget on the town website and posted videos of budget workshops online and on YouTube. The budget summary was published on October 31st of the edition of the Tribune Centennial Dispatch as well. Town accountant Corinne Fratz explained the budget impact on the town property owners' tax bills that is skewed because of the full value reassessment that occurred in 2025. The total tax levy is the same, but the tax rate per $1,000 assessed value for individuals has gone down. An example of Fritz gave illustrates the estimated tax impact for Grand Island property owners in 2026. If your house is assessed at $400,000 and your land value is assessed at $70,000, for non-lighting districts, if you are in a sewer district, your taxes will be approximately $1,548 for the town. For a $400,000 house value and $70,000 land value. For non-sewer residents, you are at a $1,288, and that's an estimate. Later in the budget discussion before the vote, Matterson said the town should consider a bonding the expense for repairing Statley Road, which residents for the past 4 years have cited as deteriorating and unsafe. I see no financial relief for what's going on at Statley Road. I think we're gonna have to own it at some point, Martinson said. I think we'll find some money to help us resolve this issue, but I'm concerned that we don't have enough money in our budget to start the process to take augmentation and start chipping away at this. I really think this is gonna have to be a 3-year process with them. We need to start. We can't finish until we start. Kilmore said. I would have agreed with bonding for Statley Road. Absolutely. Any infrastructures are still going to be on board with me. The Grand Island 2026 budget summary from the last article. General fund budget. Total appropriation amount is $12,741,980. And tax rates for budget of 2026. Amount to be raised by taxation levy, $2,335,135. Estimated tax rate per 1,000 is 67.671 cents, a 31.63 decrease. Fire protection budget. Total appropriation is $2,023,325. I'll say that again. Total appropriation amount, $2,023,325. Amount raised by taxation is $1,877,750. Estimated tax rate for $1,000 is 0.531 cents, a decrease of 28.63%. The highway fund budget. Total appropriation is $4,836, $585. The amount raised by taxation is $3,167,151, with the estimated tax rate per 1,000 is 91 cents, a 34.6 decrease. The sewer district fund budget, $5,439,330. Amount to be raised by taxation, $1,636,684. Estimated taxpayer per 1,000 on land is $3.72, a decrease of about 33.87%. The water district fund and budget total, $5,156,877. The amount raised by taxation is $1,511,065. Estimated per 1,000 land value, only $2.53 at a 17.62% decrease. The lighting district budget. Total appropriation amount for 58 districts is $208,578. The amount raised by taxation is $188,576, a 0.6% increase. Tax rates vary by district. Refuse and garbage budget. Total appropriation amount is $2,062,992. The amount raised by taxation is $2,059,685. The tax rate, flat rate single family dwelling, $265, or a 5.2% increase. The debt services budget. The total appropriation amount is $86,588. The transfers transfer from other funds, zero. Salaries. They're proposed for 2026 salaries for certain town officials in the town of Grand Island are as follows. Supervisor, $88,004.80. Councilperson of four, $22,035.81. Town clerk, $85,120.57. Highway superintendent, $95,534.40. Zonta campaigns to end gender-based violence. Orange signals women advocacy. Pick up an orange ribbon. Article and photo by Karen Karkeff. Next week, Islanders will round seeking orange ribbons around town, a sign of saying no to gender-based violence. It's a Zonata Club of Grand Island focusing attention on its goals for advocacy for women. Zonta members are working together to gather wide support for this cause. Zonta begins a 16 days of activism starting on November 15th, Saturday, November 15th, to get community ready for Orange the Town. The orange ribbons will mark an important time and awareness for women's issues, observed from November 25th to December 10th. Regarding orange is regarded as a color that signifies change. Zonta's mission is advocating for human rights, gender equality, and a life free of violence for women and girls. Again this year, this club is inviting the community to take part in placing orange ribbons around the town to support the campaign to end gender violence. Grand Island residents, service organizations, and businesses are invited to display ribbons promoting at prominent locations. The ribbons are provided by Zonta at no cost. The gazebo, the commons, are also displaying orange lights to support this event. We're moving, as a society, into a direction of more awareness of the situation, Grand Island Zonta Club President Heidi Chavalang said. She noted people wanted to know more about the fight to end violence against women and girls, about gender equality. Chavagalang and Zonta's goals is that women should live in a world free of violence so that they can reach their full potential. I would like to see, through the awareness campaign, a reduction in violence. Our club is becoming very active with our community, and our community is very supportive of bringing this awareness. to Zonta's activist agenda. It's a positive progression on the part of our township and our residents. Traveling said that they want to speak up against, to speak up for human rights and make a difference. We have had a wonderful experience with the community outreach the last 2 years. She said club members have had face-to-face talks with residents about Zonta's mission and events they participate in, like the Rally for Life, the Tuesday night summer concert series, Your Best Self, events at Hybrid and Hybrid Defense, and annual funding partnership with Dick and Jenny, with Dick and Jenny's restaurant. Traveling said conversations that help people feel comfortable in partnering with the club would make the world a better place for women and girls. We all have a voice. Use yours for good, she said. Island service organizations have begun steps to work together on projects. Moreover, Grand Island Zonta's message is reaching across borders this month to have an international effect on raising awareness. On the first day of the campaign, on Tuesday, November 25th, the Peace Bridge will be illuminated in orange to sunset to sunrise to mark the International Elimination of Violence Against Women's Day. Traveling reached out to the Niagara Falls Bridge Commission to make this happen. Also, at her request, the Peace Bridge will be lit in multicolors from dusk to sunrise, Wednesday, December 10th, the final day of the 16 days of activism, to mark the International Human Rights Day. Zonata is an international nonprofit service organization created in 1919 in Buffalo by professional women for women. Its members is more than 60 countries to collaborate with United Nations, UNICEF, UNESCO, and UNFPA initiatives. To find out more, go to www.zonta, that's Z-O-N-T-A, or find Zonata at Grand Island on Facebook. Our next headline, Sushi is Back at Domino's Lewiston Tops by Joshua Maloney. Fresh sushi is back at Domino's Lewiston Tops following a short interruption due to the vendor switch. About 18 different items are made fresh daily at the Center Street supermarket, each available in a grab-and-go case. The first full day had probably one of the best sales days, assistant store manager Tom Cesaro said. People have been waiting for it, and so it's really doing some good. Chef Nang Myung prepares the sushi daily in the kiosk between the deli and bakery sections. It is an independent contractor with Fujisan. Cesaro's noted that they have different items with previous seafood suppliers. These, chicken bao, are something that we haven't seen before. They have a different combination that they're making. A place card above Myung's work station notes that the sushi station hours is between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., including QR codes linking the menu to Fujisan website. In addition to the regular roster of sushi items, Myung said they accommodate larger orders. He encouraged customers to visit the place with their special requests a few days ahead of time. Myung has also suggested a grab-and-go patrons to come early so that they have the best varieties out in time. Domino's Lewiston Tops debuted at fresh sushi offerings in July of 2023. At the time, store owner Anthony Domino explained, "We think it's going to be more than convenient lunch items. And having literal fresh items every day, I think it's going to be a great deal based on what we think the demographics are." Customers said they come in, they take it out, and you start scratch every day. Cesaro said, "We are one of the better stores. We probably are one of the best stores or second best store in the chain with the sushi. We're doing really, really well." He explained having fresh sushi is huge because if you look for other medias, for other social medias, when everyone's talking about there's an empty business in Lewiston, people always say, oh, we should have a sushi bar. But you really don't. You really can't sit down and eat here, but if you want fresh sushi, this is a good place to go every day. If you're a sushi person, it's not like our old sushi program. We had our seafood department do that, and it was frozen. This is made fresh every day, Cesaro stressed. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from the Tribune Centennial covering Niagara County and Grand Island on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Let's continue on. Our next headline, Project Future, looks to teach students respect, humility, self-discipline, honor, and courage. Article and photos by Benjamin Joe. Known as Project Future Center, the small business in the town of Wheatfield at 2720 Niagara Falls Boulevard sites patiently for those looking to learn new skills. The tenants of Bushido Kai. Developed by the Project Future founder Robert Heisner, Bushido Kai is a style of martial arts that combine the styles of Taekwondo, Shotokan, Itsuryu, Wanukai, Kaiokatsun Kai, Bojitsu, and Akarijitsu. Heiser died in March, but the Project Future, the nonprofit he founded, continues to spread tenets to Bushido Kai, which is what students hope to achieve, starting a time every October called Future Week, when interested visitors can come on down and visit to see the followers of Bushido Kai, to see what the Bushido Kai is doing. Future Week is a free self-defense seminar from Thursday, October 16th, and a Halloween party for children who train at the Project Future Center on October 21st. Also during that week, a month of free instruction offered to visitors. So what is the value of Bushido Kai? And what are its tenets? Paul Colosso, director of Future Center, explained. We looked at them as guidelines for life. Respect, humility, self-discipline, honor, courage. Those are our tenets we live by. You certainly have a learned respect for one another because we're lacking in respect in our society today for one another. The humility is that you don't think you're something great. You're just another person. Just because you get martial arts knowledge doesn't mean that you're better than anyone else. Always be humble. Self-discipline is learning to control yourself. That doesn't just mean learn how to hit. It means controlling yourself when someone's attacking you. You don't have to hurt somebody. Control yourself. I can subdue a situation without having to hurt somebody. Sometimes things get out of control, but you have to want to have that self-discipline. Honor is about having character. Don't be a liar, cheat, steal, anything wrong. Have honor in your character. And of course, courage. Courage is being courageous despite the circumstances, because a lot of times life will hand you things that are dangerous, ugly, that go beyond the norm. And if you don't have the courage, you cower away and you shrink. And then you'd have no good to nobody. Classes are available for youth and adults, Colson said. That said, the lessons of the Karate Studio are brought into the outer world. Students of Bushido Kai are taught to avoid conflict and listen to their teachers. How you act here is life. How you act here is how we expect you to act within the community, Colson said. With the right mindset and the right attitude. The classes don't just help the young. Calzano noted that he struggles with anger issues when he was first training. One of our black belts here, who are not here right now, every time I walked in, said, Paul, empty the cup. Colson said, because I have a stressful job at times, especially during different times of the year. And he said, empty the cup when you walk in the door. Let it out. Lose the focus on what you just come in from. Enjoy the time here And it took me a while to understand that. But after a while, I was understanding there and mind was there and my mind was thinking about my day anymore. I just emptied it. I actually was doing it. Marty Drake, a teacher at the center and 8th degree black belt, noted that he still helped even at 70 years old. It helps, especially older people with mobility issues like myself. I have severe arthritis, and the stretching and all the things I do, I've learned structure of physical therapy, and it keeps me active. Even if you don't move, you lose. Our next headline, Grand Island celebrates Fire Safety Week. Story and photos by Alice Gerard. The theme of Fire Safety Week, held across the U.S., was Charge into Fire Safety, Illumination Ion, Batteries in Your Home. The Grand Island Fire Company recently celebrated Fire Safety Week with an annual open house held at the town main fire hall at the corner of Grand Island Boulevard and Baseline Road. According to the GIFC Facebook page, the company has an incredible turnout. Activities include a chance to win a ride to school in a fire truck, firefighter-themed Lego set, recruitment and information tables, EMS equipment and tools displays, and tool displays, a fire prevention Photoshop, a photo backdrop, a vehicle extraction demo, a smoke simulation trailer, fire extinguisher and hose line stations, a GIFC coloring table, and live burn demonstrations. Partners and neighboring agencies that participated in the open house include River Road Fire Department, the City of Tonawanda Fire Department, Sheridan Park Fire Department, the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, Police K-9 Unit, the Grand Island Police, the Erie County Sheriff's Department, the Department SWATs team, Child ID, Fire Investigation Units, Twin City Ambulance, New York State, Twin City Ambulance, New York City State Police, Erie County Homeland Security. In addition, the Youngman Truck, a fire baton performance, Ladies Auxiliary 50-50 raffle, and concessions, and Sparky, the fire dog, was also part of the event as well. A heartfelt thank you to our community for coming out to support our local first responders, said the Facebook post. And an extra thank you to all of our volunteers, families who are dedicated their time to make this event such a success. If you wish to join Old Fort Niagara, why not join? Individual rates are $75 a year, or families are $125 a year, which include parents, dependent children, or grandparents and grandchildren. A lifetime is $1,000, payable over 5 years. See the website for details at www.oldfortniagara.com. Check us out. Also in local news, Fatima Shrine at 1023 Swan Road in Youngstown. Phone number 716-754-7489. Is having their 35th annual Festival of Lights from November 22nd to January 4th, 2026. November 22nd will have their pasta dinner from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and a bake sale also from 3 to 7. A rosary gala, games and scavenger hunt, and much, much more from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Once again, the 35th annual Festival of Lights from November 22nd to January 4th. There's always a fish fry Friday for $14.50 every single Friday at the Shrine Cafeteria from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come to see the Fatima Shrine at 1023 Swan Road in Youngstown. If you're looking for food and need confidential assistance, call the Neighbors Foundation of Grand Island. That's the Neighbors Foundation of Grand Island. 716-775-7998. That's 716-775-7998. Our mission statement is to Neighbors Helping Neighbors. We are a volunteer organization providing confidential food assistance to our Grand Island neighbors through the generosity of individuals, churches, and other groups who donate funds and non-perishables. If you need food assistance and you live in the area, please give us a call at 716-775-7998 for the Neighbor Foundation of Grand Island. In our last headline, let's go back in time. 10 years ago, on November 13th, 2025, the expansion of DeGlopper Park unveiled. A recently formed committee unveiled plans at Veterans Day for a major expansion of Charles N. DeGlopper Memorial Park. During Wednesday's annual town ceremony held that year at DeGlopper Park, veterans announced the implementing acquisition of a property adjacent to the park that would allow additions and improvements to the determined with the community input. Mike Mellhauser, on behalf of the Grand Island American Legion Post of 1346 and the VFW Post of 9249, said all the pieces are in place for expanding the park to adjustment the peril that once left the home to the gas station between Adrian Custard and Beef. Turnover of the property expected within 30 days. A preliminary schematic for the park has been set up along the Grand Island Boulevard at the park. That was a blast from the past, wasn't it? Hello, friends. Thank you. You've been listening to the articles and features from the Friday, November 7th, 2025 issue of the Centennial Tribune covering Niagara and Grand Island. Your ear today has been Brian Mendola. Hope you have a fantastic day, a pleasant tomorrow, and thank you for listening.
Coming up next in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, we have the Lockport Union Southern Journal. At 6 o'clock, we got the Wall Street Journal off duty. And at 7 o'clock, we got Harper's Magazine. Stay with us for these readings and more. If you or people you know shop at any of the Dash's supermarkets, please save Dash's register tapes for radio reading. Our agency receives $2 for every $100 in Dash's register tapes. Radio Reading has raised thousands of dollars so far. Anyone can drop off their Dash's tapes to the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service at 1199 Harlem Road, Cheektowaga, between William and Clinton Streets. Or Dash's tapes can be mailed to the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service at 1199 Harlem Road, Cheektowaga, New York, 14227. Any questions on Dash's tapes for radio reading? Call us at 716-821-5555. And thanks for caring. following program is intended for listeners who are blind, have low vision, or have